We welcome you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark for the first game of a quick three-game homestand, but it's the first of 15 games in the next 20 days, next 18 games overall for the Tortugas here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So they'll be spending a lot of time here at their home Robinson Ballpark. So they'll be spending a lot of time here at their home. A little bit about some roster shakeups as well. That conversation is coming up next when we come back. This is Tortugas Baseball.
A trip to Jackie Robinson Ballpark is going to look a little bit different in 2025. First of all, you're going to notice that we have some construction going on as our new player development facility begins to rise behind the right field fence. In the meantime, just pardon our dust as an exciting new era at the Jack gets underway. That's not all. You'll find all new reserved and VIP seating behind home plate and on the first base side, providing our fans with more comfortable seating options. And of course, we want a Tortugas game to be memorable for the entire family, so we've revamped our in-stadium entertainment to bring a shell full of fun from first pitch all the way to the final out. We want to see you at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this year, so grab your tickets today by visiting MILB.com/Daytona, calling us at 386-257-3172, or visiting our box office at 110 East Orange Avenue. We'll see you at the Jack.
We welcome you to Jackie Robinson Ballpark for the start of a quick three-game series between the Daytona Tortugas and Lakeland Flying Tigers, joined by manager of the Tortugas, Willie Harris. After a series in St. Lucie where unfortunately didn't quite go your way, a series defeat, but you did manage to finish the series on a high note with a nice victory on Sunday. Had some fine pitching performances from a few guys, and also offense really picked some things up, and especially on the base pass as well. So a lot of good things to look at the end of that series.
We had a lot of mistakes earlier on in the series, but like you said, that last day, that's pretty much the identity of this ball club: stealing bases, playing defense, pitching, catching the baseball, timely hitting. Hopefully we can continue to do that. It's definitely a learning process for our kids and the kids in this league, period. But you know, you have to learn about yourself, figure out some weaknesses, and try to make them strengths.
Over the course of that series, beginning of the series a little bit rough, but seemed like defensively you started to shore some things up, especially once the weekend came along. And it's been an interesting puzzle fitting these pieces in. You got a lot of guys that are playing a lot of different positions. You have some that are in the infield and in the outfield. How has that been, trying to fit those pieces and figure out where these guys work best?
It's been difficult, actually. It's definitely challenging because you want everyone to get their at-bats, and you want everyone to develop. You know, it's all about reps and developing. And you never know who's going to be a left fielder, center fielder, whatever the position is. You don't know where they're going to be in their future. So with their versatility, you try to put them in different spots to get them some exposure and let them grow, make mistakes, and learn. But for the most part, man, it's all about developing and teaching and seeing what these kids are capable of doing.
How much of that is just kind of according to plan, or does some of these guys moving around just kind of come up as the season goes along, just as different situations arise and different needs arise?
No, it's definitely planned. Most of our guys, the guys who you see playing multiple positions, it's something that's a part of their development. It's something that we positions. It's something that's a part of what they're capable of doing and just going out and executing. Looking forward to watching Ty Floyd pitch tonight. He's been really good for us. And just growing and getting these kids, you know, prepared to go to the next level.
When the growth process continues tonight with the start of the three-game series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That is manager Willie Harris joining us. Willie, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Brennan.
We'll take a timeout, be back with the starting lineups when we come back. This is Tortugas Baseball.
As a proud sponsor of the Tortugas, PNC Bank recognizes that baseball is a thrilling game, but even the less thrilling moments deserve our applause. Like that fan in general admission who refuses to do the wave. Call her a party pooper, but we see dedication. She came to see professionals, which makes this field a place of business. So while everyone else is spilling drinks on their neighbors mid-action, she's got her eye on the ball. Literally. A sound strategy for baseball and banking. PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC. Brilliantly boring is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated.
We welcome you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark as it's time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by the West Volusia Tourism Advertising Agency. First for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, led by manager Reen Rivera, they'll go with Woody Hadid leading off and playing center field. Bryce Rayner batting second is the shortstop. Fran Yerber Montilla batting third is at second base. Carson Rucker batting cleanup is at third base. Nomar Fania batting cleanup, or batting fifth, excuse me, is the designated hitter. Junior Tillian batting sixth is the left fielder. Ricardo Hurtado batting seventh is catching. Garrett Pennington batting eighth at first base. And Patrick Lee batting ninth is the right fielder. On the mound for Lakeland tonight is right-hander RJ Sales. On the other side for the Daytona Tortugas, led by manager Willie Harris. Kyle Henley is leading off in center field. Carlo led by manager Willie Harris. Kyle Henley is leading off in center field. Carlo.
You might hurt me, but don't you fear. There is sunscreen you can wear. This is your way of telling UV rays beware.
Swerving in and out of lanes, tailgating others, and just won't let up on the gas. It may be stressful, but keep doing you. Because you are going the speed limit, using that blinker like a pro, and embracing the space with the driver in front of you. Nice. Let's keep our roads chill. Brought to you by Target Zero and the Florida Department of Transportation.
Champions are built from the ground up. That's why MSA Sport, a division of MSA Design, is proud to shape the future of baseball in Daytona Beach. As leaders in sports architecture, we create dynamic venues that inspire athletes and fans alike. From the Daytona Tortugas to professional and collegiate teams nationwide, MSA Sport delivers bold, innovative designs that help you train, compete, and succeed. See our game-changing work at msaarc.com.
Right-hander Ty Floyd on the hill for the Daytona Tortugas. Easy for me to say as we get set to open up a quick three-game series between the Tortugas and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Ty Floyd making his fifth start of the season, and it just seems like that he has been getting better and better with every passing. Pretty good on both sides of the baseball in terms of the running game. Bryce Rayner steps in, and the first pitch fastball is taken at the belt for strike one. Well, Rayner, he is certainly a highly thought of prospect in the Detroit system. He was drafted in the 11th overall, out of high school last year, but he hits a two hopper to second. Faltine up with it to second for ones to four to first, and not in time. A delayed call, but saved by Patrick Good at first. Bryce Rayner from the left side, good speed, busting it down the line, and he's just able to avoid the double play. Hadid out at second on the fielder's choice, 4-6. So now Rayner over at first. He has a couple of stolen bases in his 10 games played this year. As Fran Yerber Montilla will step in, 302 average with a couple of homers and nine driven in. Rayner good lead as Floyd delivers, and the first pitch is a fastball swung on a missed strike one. Well, the Daytona defense behind Ty Floyd. Alfredo Duno is catching. Carlos Sanchez at third. Sammy Stafor at short. Trey Faltine at second. Carter Graham at first. Luis Leones at left. Kyle Henley in center. Eastman Pineda in right. Floyd, a long pause. The 0-1. Fastball. Strike on the inside corner. The count is 0-2 on Montilla. One of four Flying Tigers with exactly two home runs. No one has more than that on the roster. Rayner solid lead with Graham holding him on. The 0-2. Swung on, and that ball's hit high in the air, right center field. Over to get it is Pineda. He will call off Henley to make the catch. Rayner is back to first as the ball goes towards second. And the flyout for out number two. So that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Carson Rucker, a right-handed hitter. Rucker, 17 games this year, batting just 197, four doubles, no homers, seven driven in. 97, four doubles, no homers, seven driven in. Duno making his fourth start of the year, and he's been good this year. 13 innings pitched, no record, but a 2.08 ERA, 12 hits allowed. He has only struck out seven, but he has also only walked one batter. He is around the zone. Kyle Henley steps in, takes the first pitch fastball at 93 inside for ball one. Henley on the year batting 254, no homers, four driven in. Kyle had two hits and three stolen bases on Sunday in St. Lucie. And he lifts the 1-0 pitch in the air to right. Right there is Patrick Lee, who makes the catch, and that is out number one. Now Carlos Sanchez. G55. Ricardo G55. Hurtado is catching for Lakeland tonight. Carson Rucker at third. Bryce Rayner at short. Franyarber Montilla is at second. And Garrett Pennington at first. Junior Tillians in left. Woody Hedin in center. Patrick Lee already with the fly ball hit his way in right. So here's Carlos Sanchez. To an excellent start this year, and the first pitch is a fastball called strike, going one at the belt. Sanchez 367 with a homer and 17 driven in. Two hits, two walks, three RBIs on Sunday. The 0-1 late swing on a 95 mile an hour pitch, and he is down to the count 0-2. Sanchez received a certificate before today's game for his Player of the Week award that he earned last homestand, the 10-for-20 series he enjoyed against Jupiter, and had another good week in St. Lucie. The 0-2. Line shot to left field. That's a base hit. Sanchez got a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and hits it hard the other way into left field for the first hit of the ball game. Man at first with one down for Alfredo Duno. Carlos Sanchez has now reached base in 19 consecutive games to open the season. Alfredo Duno at the plate. First pitch takes a fastball a touch inside at 94, ball one. Dish ball a touch inside at 94, ball one. Dish still hasn't really gotten things going over more than just a game or two at a time this year. He was just 2-for-19 on the last road trip. Outside the two-run homer on Saturday, or Friday, really no other production. Another 3-2, runner goes again, pitches inside for ball four. That was close, but it missed a bit tight, and Duno has a walk. And so the Tortugas with two on and one out for Sammy Stafora. Boring knows when taking a walk. That's why every Tortugas walk is sponsored by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Sammy Stafora. Lasted his first home run of the season on Thursday in St. Lucie. RBI opportunity here with two on, one out in the first, and a swing and a miss. As Sales starts him off with a slider down the way, strike one. Stafora batting just 207 through 18 games with the solitary round tripper. He's driven in 11. The 0-1. Line drive in the left center field. That is sinking, and that will get down for a base hit. Sanchez did not have the greatest read. He will get to third and stop there. Sammy Stafora dumps one to left field for a single, and the Tortugas, with two hits and a walk, have loaded the bases with one out for Eastmith Pineda. Now Pineda, overall season numbers, 203, no homer, six RBIs, not overwhelming by any means, but he is coming off of a nice road trip, starting to get things turned around the plate, and a big opportunity here. Infield is playing halfway. Base is loaded. First pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, strike one. Eastmith was 6-for-19 in the series in St. Lucie. That's a 3.16 average with a double and a couple RBIs. Fania, Junior Tillian, and Ricardo Hurtado. Nomar Fania at the plate. Batting from the left side, he is a switch hitter, 22 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Floyd working from the first base side of the rubber. Right-hander, long look in, now his first pitch. And Fania shows bunt, but pulls bat aside and takes a fastball strike, going one. Well, Fania this year has had some issues putting the bat on the ball. The 0-1. And takes a slider strike, 0-2. Well, he's down the count 0-2. He has struck out 27 times in the first 18 games, batting just 164. The homer and 10 driven in. The 0-2. Up and in with a fastball. Pulled his hands away from that pitch. And the count is 1-2 on the first man up in the second inning. Floyd from the windup, his pitch. Tries a fastball away, but that misses too far off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Floyd's next offering. Slow chopper back towards the mound. Floyd will pick it up, and an underhand toss to Graham at first is in time, and that is out number one. Floyd comes in with a good pitch right on the handle of Fania's stick, and there's not a whole lot he could do besides that. Junior Tilt, a whole lot he could do besides that. Junior Tilt.
And you may be going a bit over the speed limit. So to help you relax, exhale. Ease up on the gas. You'll get there when you get there. Take a moment to just chill. This little break is brought to you by Target Zero and the Florida Department of Transportation.
Bottom of the second inning, Tortugas had a golden opportunity loading the bases with one out in the first inning. But R.J. Sales induced a 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Eastmith Pineda to end the inning and leave him loaded for Daytona. So now the Tortugas will have to start over here in the second as Carter Graham will step up to the plate, followed by Trey Faltine and Diego Omana. Well, Graham had a good start to the season, .288 average in 19 games, five doubles, a triple, three homers, and a dozen driven in. Right-handed hitter at Graham. Coming off of a good series in St. Louis, he was 7-for-8. St. Lucie. He was 7-for-18 down there. That's a .389 average. First pitch. Graham drives one hard the other way. Going back is Lee, the right fielder, though he'll settle under it, and the catch is made for the first out. Well, the wind pattern tonight, pretty similar to what it was basically the entire week in St. Lucie. Wind blowing right to left, so any ball hitting the air to right is not going to get any help. So here is Trey Faltine. Well, Faltine back in a Tortugas uniform, and he lines the first pitch right to Garrett Pennington at first. That was a solidly struck ball, but unfortunately it's caught, and just like that, two quick, and I mean quick outs here in the second. So here is Diego Omana. First pitch, fastball strike. And Omana, last time saw the Tortugas here, he blasted his first home run of the season. Series finale against Jupiter. 179 with that solitary homer and six driven in. He lifts one in the air to right. Lee going back, he'll freeze, and makes the catch, and the inning is over. And if you blinked, you missed it. That was a four-pitch bottom of the second for R.J. Sales. Tortugas are up and down in order. To the third we go. It is a scoreless ball game. This is Tortugas Baseball.
Tortugas fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020. July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020.
An easier play for the third baseman cutting across towards first rather than the shortstop going away from first base. DeForest's throw kind of sailed on him, but Carter Graham, using every inch of his 6'2 frame, keeping that foot on the bag and getting the first out. So one down for the number 9 hitter, Patrick Lee, who takes a strike. Lee waits the 0-1. Floyd working quickly. Fouls the slider back, and it's quickly 0-2. Lee, 231 with no homers and six driven in. Has drawn 11 walks, tied for the team lead. 0-2. Up and in with a fastball, ball one. Floyd has been around the plate a lot so far tonight. 1-2, lifted near to right. Right there is Pineda, and the catch is made, two down. So far tonight, Ty Floyd, he has thrown 28 pitches and 24 strikes. Woody Hedin steps in. One of the few misfires was Woody Hedin taking a slider off his right foot to begin the game. He takes a curveball down the way for a ball here. Dean hit by a pitch, then forced out on the fielder's choice. Now he lifts one in the air to right. Pineda charging in, and he's not going to get there. That is down for a base hit. That is the first hit for Lake. Not going to get there. That is down for a base hit. That is the first hit for Lake.
Drinks on their neighbors mid-action. She's got her eye on the ball. Literally. A sound strategy for baseball and banking. PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC. Brilliantly boring is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated.
Bottom of the third inning, a scoreless ball game. Tortugas went up and down in the second, so now they'll look to get some traffic on the bases here as Daytona sends the 9-1 and 2 hitters to the plate. Luis Leones will step in, fresh off a 3-hit day on Sunday. All of them infield hits. A swing and a miss at a first pitch fastball from R.J. Sales for strike one. Two bunt singles plus a little looper that died behind the mound for Leones on Sunday, but hey, it all counts the same. One pitch, swing and a miss. Sales comes with a slider, swings over the top of it, and the count is now 0-2. Leones batting 295 on the year, awaits, and the pitch, swing and a miss, and a pitch that bounced in front of the plate. Badly fooled, a high throw down to first from Hurtado, but Pennington able to leave his feet. Comes down on the bag for the first out. So that is R.J. Sales' first strikeout of the game. It's a strikeout 2-3. And Leones retired on three pitches. That'll bring Kyle Henley to the plate. Flew out to right his first time up. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He gets the slider, 0-1. Next offering from Sales, and misses outside. Looked like maybe a cutter there, perhaps. And the count is 1-1 on Henley. Trying to get his beat on base. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike two. On base. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike two.
Brisa Refriendly Sun Care. Do you like it?
We love Habana Brisa. Let us tell you about it.
When you're having fun out there in the sun, you don't want to worry about how the sun might hurt me. But don't you fear, there is sunscreen you can wear. This is your way of telling UV rays beware. Lisa.
Scoreless ball game. Ty Floyd has allowed just one hit through three innings. That was with two outs in the third to Woody Hedin. And one pitch later, Alfredo Duno erased him on a stolen base attempt. So Lakeland will send their 2-3-4 hitters to the plate. Bryce Rayner, Franyaber Montilla, and Carson Rucker. Now here is Bryce Rayner, the 11th overall pick in last year's draft. A consensus top 100 prospect entering the season and ranked 53 in MLB Pipeline's top 100 list, 60 in Baseball America's list, and top 100 of several others. First pitch on the way, and he takes a breaking ball strike. Rayner has had some troubles coming into the play today, 7-for-31. That's a .226 average, but he's drawn 8 walks and struck out just 5 times in his first 10 games. But he takes a strike here, a curveball from Floyd, and the count's 0-2. Now, Ty Floyd has got a lot of swings and misses early part of the season. He has only struck out 1 so far. He's had a lot of quick outs, only has thrown 30 pitches. We're in the fourth inning, 0-2. And that is just off the inside corner. Alfredo Duno caught that fastball in the inside corner and popped up, ready to fire it around the horn down to third base, but Emmanuel Perez thought it was inside. The 1-2. Lifted in the air left side and foul out of play. Automatic balls and strike challenges. We do not have that here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, so won't see many of those over the next 3 weeks. 1-2, swing and a miss out in front of a changeup. And Rayner is out. And that is Ty Floyd's second strikeout. A bit of confusion there as Duno initially dropped it. He's trying to chase Rayner around to apply the tag, and Rayner is kind of looking around like, what's going on? And then Duno slapped the tag, and the out signal was made, and oh, okay, that's what. No, one down now for Franyaber Montilla. Flew out to right his first time up. First pitch. Swing and a miss. A changeup, 0-1. Well, Montilla. Well, let's start with the first name, one I've never seen before. 20-year-old from Venezuela, Franyaber. Takes a fastball in. Franyaber. Franyaber. 1-1, one strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ty Floyd is going to change up quite a bit in this plate appearance, or in this inning in general so far, and getting swings and misses on that pitch, and he's ahead in the count 1-2 so far, and getting swings and misses on that pitch, and he's ahead in the count 1-2.
Up the month of April, we get the homestand underway on Tuesday night with the Taco Tuesday and our first Breast Cancer Awareness Night of the season, where we will honor all breast cancer survivors. survivors and fighters, plus debut our special pink jerseys that will be worn for every Tuesday night home game this year. Wednesday is Belly Buster Wednesday with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Little Caesars pizza, all available with a $6 upgrade to your ticket. We'll wrap up the homestand on Thursday night with a Taps and Tacos featuring discounted drink specials and a Chicken Street Taco special. It will also be our second college night with all Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University students and staff receiving discounted tickets by showing a valid ID at the box office. First pitch is at 6:35 for all three games with gates opening at 5:30 each night. Tickets are available on our website at milb.com/Daytona by calling us at 386-257-3172 or by visiting the Tortugas box office at 110 East Orange Avenue. We'll see you next week at the Jack.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. It is still a scoreless ball game. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Daytona Tortugas. Tortugas had two of those three hits in the first. They loaded the bases, one out, but Eastman Pineda bounced into a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning, and neither team has had a runner pass first base since. In fact, each team has only had one base runner since. Alfredo Duno took a couple of pitches before Carlos Sanchez was caught stealing to end the third. So he'll lead off with Sammy Stafora and Eastman Pineda to follow. Duno walked in the first, the only walk that we have seen in this ball game from either side. RJ Sales, like Typhus. RJ Sales, like Typhus. But down in the count, 0-2. Sales set at the belt, his pitch. Slow bouncer back towards the mound, and that will get the job done. Sales only throws the first, and he will get Stafora for the out, but that essentially serves the purpose of a sacrifice bunt. And Tortugas with a runner at third and one out. And with it, a chance at redemption for Eastman Pineda. Double play ended the first inning and squandered a bases-loaded opportunity. Only one potential RBI on the board, unless he hits one over a fence, but chance to atone and get the first run home. And he fouls the first pitch off at the plate, strike one. Infield is halfway for Lakeland. They will not play all the way in. Duno at third, better speed than you would think, but still not a track star by any means. So a little bit more range for the infield. The 0-1, fastball misses away and the count is even. Now Pineda looking to do what he did on Sunday in a runner at third, less than two out situation. Just get the ball in the air, get that run home with the sac fly. 1-1. Line drive, that is through the left outside for a base hit. Eastman Pineda comes through with an RBI single. The Tortugas have struck first. 1-0 Daytona here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, you know what? Why get a sack fly when you just get a clean single to the left side? Eastman Pineda continuing to swing the bat well of late. He has a hit in each of his last seven starts. And that is RBI number 7 on the year. Now here's Carter Graham, who flew out to right his first time in. Takes a fastball a bit too tight, ball one. Takes a fastball a bit too tight, ball one. Two, well, that unfortunately also is part of the scouting report on Faltine, is he has certainly struggled with the strikeouts in his professional career. Although he did cut down on that noticeably a year ago. No balls and two strikes. Sales is at the belt and is 0-2. Fastball right down the middle. Faltine has a word I can't repeat to say about that on his way back to the dugout. To be fair, I think many hitters would be saying a similar word after looking at a two-strike fastball right down the middle of the plate. That was a case where it's plain and simple. Faltine was looking for something else. So here's Diego Manya, fly out to right his first time in. Two on, two outs, takes the ball.
Music!
One ball, no strikes on Omanya. Got Pineda at second, Graham at first, two down. Daytona, the run of the inning, leading 1-0, trying to get another two-out hit to bring in another. Pitch is taken low. Throw goes back to first, and Graham is in there safely. 2-0 on Omanya. As Lakeland is starting to get left-hander Ethan Sloan up in the pen. Count for Diego. The pitch misses down the way, ball three. And Luis Leones is waiting on deck. Omanya on deck. Omanya and needs just 43 pitches to earn 12 outs. So here is Herrera out of the pen, who will face a left-handed hitter in Nomar Fania to lead off, and Fania fouls it off. Strike one. Herrera making his fifth appearance this year, all of them been in relief of Ty Floyd. The 0-1 misses away, and the count is even. Adrian, 20-year-old from San Diego, had a tough outing his last time out. Bumped his ERA up to 5.91. Fania swings and taps one off of Duno behind the plate. Strike two. Herrera took the loss in that outing, which came last Wednesday. So 3-1 record to go along with that 5.91 ERA. 10 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned. He has walked 11, struck out 15. So he's got his fair share of swing and misses, but has also had some bouts of wildness as well. 1-2. That ball swung on and hit well in the air to right center field. Long run for Pineda in the alley in right center, but forget about it. That ball is gone. Well, the wind was not helping Fania there, but he didn't need it. And Adrian Herrera is greeted with a solo home run. And this game is tied at one apiece. Nomar Fania connects on his second home run of the season. RBI number 11. That is the second hit, first run of the game for Lakeland. And a first pitch slider in there for a strike to Junior Tillian, who struck out his first time up. Now Herrera, that is his first home run allowed this year. Now the 0-1. Slider skips into dirt, and the count is even. 411 feet on that shot to right center. The 2-0, or the 1-1 actually, swing and a miss, strike two. And indeed, Daniel Perez confirming that 1-2 is the correct count. Herrera looking for his first strikeout, the pitch. And a slider misses down the way. Duno liked where that location was, and his gesture out towards the mound indicating as such. As such, he doesn't even get a throw off. That is going to be Pennington's third steal of the year. Well, so much for not a threatening lead, and well, going for the trickeration to get in the scoring position. 2-2 on Lee. Herrera's pitch. Fastball is high, and the count is run full, 3-2. Well, Herrera has thrown 20 pitches in this inning. Tortuga's got a couple men working, well, not working, but moving around in the bullpen, just in case this inning stretches out much further. 3-2 on Lee, the payoff. Ground ball to shorts, DeFora scoops it up. Throw across is on the money and in time. The inning is over. Lakeland, however, has tied the game. A solo home run by Nomar Fania makes it a 1-1 contest. Halfway home here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. In a tie game, this is Tortugas Baseball.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Right now, you may be running a little late or feeling stressed or overwhelmed, and you may be going a bit over the speed limit. So to help you relax, exhale. Ease up on the gas. You'll get there when you get there. Take a moment to just chill. This little break is brought to you by Target Zero and the Florida Department of... This little break is brought to you by Target Zero and the Florida Department of...
Rolled foul, and so he is down in the count 0-2. Henley taking his time getting back to the plate after he ran almost all the way up third baseline. No balls and two strikes. The winding pitch. Fastball is high, ball one. Sales just threw his 55th pitch. Pitch count is absolutely not an issue for him. 1-2. Henley, good take. That was a slider. He's in the zone a good chunk of the way there, but ends up fading down the way. Count is 2-2. Next offering. Comes the fastball, and Henley rips it through the right side for a base hit. That is a good two-strike swing by Kyle Henley. Sending a fastball the other way through the right side. Had a big hole over there, and he takes advantage of it for a two-out hit. 103 miles an hour off the bat as well, so a hard hit. Base hit, no less. Carlos Sanchez is 2-for-2 tonight. Sharp single to left and a bunt single. There goes Henley. Pitches high, throw to second, is on a hop, and it hits Henley, and it's not going to bounce far enough away for him to advance further. Kyle Henley challenging Ricardo Hurtado. He got a great jump off Sales and picks up his 12th stolen base. Not only that, but it is still the month of April. Kyle Henley has just set a Tortugas record for the most stolen bases recorded in one calendar month. 12 steals in 12 attempts. Now 1-0 to Sanchez, and he's late. Trying to sit back on a break. 1-0 to Sanchez, and he's late. Trying to sit back on a break. Well, briefly, left-hander Ethan Sloan was working in the Lakeland bullpen an inning ago. Another lefty is up. This time, it is Chris Williams loosening. As the entire Lakeland defense meets the mound, but guess while I'm talking about it, just finished going through the list of the Tortuga speedsters. Yeah, the double-digit steals in a month. Jay Allen did it twice at 22. Carlos Jorge did it twice at 23. And Malvin Valdez stole 11 bases in June of last year. Second most in Tortuga's history. Well, now third most with Kyle Henley passing him today. Carlos Sanchez, he was having an excellent April of his own, right? 3-for-3 today, now with an RBI. He's on base for Alfredo Duno, and Sales will send one back to first. Well, Sanchez tried to pick up his fourth stolen base of the year, but was thrown out by plenty to end the third inning. First pitch to Alfredo Duno is taken for a strike. Well, Duno's been on base twice tonight. He walked in the first and then led off the fourth with a booming double to right center and came around to score on Eastman Pineda's RBI single. The 0-1. Taken low, another fastball, and the count is even. Well, Sales now up to 63 pitches. That is actually a season high for him. Even when he threw those five innings on his last start, he only needed 53 pitches to get there. 1-1. And that pitch is off the mitt of Hurtado and back to the screen. And it gets lodged in the pads. Carlos Sanchez will wind up at second on a to the pads. Carlos Sanchez will wind up at second on a
point today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the sixth inning, Adrian Herrera returns for his second inning on the mound. He was dinged up a bit in the fifth inning, allowed a solo homer that tied the game to begin the inning. A two-out single, but nothing more. So he'll look to reset here and bounce back with a zero as he'll face the top of the order, Woody Hedin, Bryce Rainer, and Franyerber Montilla. Waiting on something. Now Manuel Perez will step away from home plate, go back behind the dish, put on the mask, and get the ready for play as the first pitch to Hedin is a fastball low for ball one. Hedin has been on base twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first and then a bloop single right in the third. Next offering is a breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Hedin, after his hit in the third, which came at two outs, was caught stealing second to end the inning. 1-1. Fastball misses in, ball two. Rainer will now step out and ask for time. We were scoreless for our first three and a half innings, but the last three half innings have at least seen a team score a run. Lakeland with the leadoff man aboard here in the sixth. Another 1-2. And Rainer takes a fastball a bit up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Infield is playing Rainer to pull. Outfield shading him the other way. Looking for a ground ball and a twin killing. Two balls, two strikes. Herrera from the belt, his pitch. And a curveball misses high. So the count has gone 0-2 to 3-2 on Bryce Rainer. And Herrera in danger of putting a second man on here with nobody out in the inning. Three balls, two strikes. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on a miss, and Duno can't find the handle, so Hedin will end up with a stolen base. But Bryce Rainer strikes out for the second time tonight, and we're going to have a meeting between the umpires. Patrick Good immediately raced in to have a quick chat with Emmanuel Perez, and it was only about 2 or 3 seconds. Just ask a quick yes or no question, got the answer he wanted, and then pointed at second to issue, indicate to Hedin, okay, you're good to stay there. So Herrera has a second strikeout, one on, one out. Man is going position, and Herrera will step off before the first pitch to Montilla. Switch hitter who bats from the left side here. Montilla has flown out twice, once to left, once to center, once to right. Pitch. And that's low for a ball. First pitch changeup. Montilla coming in batting over 300 on the year. He's knocked that average down a few points with his 0-for-2 so far tonight. Check a second. Herrera's 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball in the outside corner. 2-1 Daytona, top of the sixth. Herrera in his second inning of work. Chris Williams throwing once again in the Lakeland pen, getting ready for the bottom of the sixth. Lakeland's trying to tie the game up at very least for him. Check a second, the 1-1. Fastball is inside, ball two. Herrera thrown 35 pitches so far. Thrown 35 pitches so far. Oh, here we go, out of the mound visit. First and third, one out. Infield is set up for a double play. Rucker from the right side. First pitch, runner starts and stops, and the pitch is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Graham has room, he will call off Duno. Catch is made, and someone in the third base dugout yelling, cover home. Duno racing back to the plate, so no chance for Hedin to catch the Tortugas napping. And that is a big second out for Adrian Herrera as Carson Rucker has now popped out to three different Tortugas infielders. And now Nomar Fania, who homered off of Herrera an inning ago, his second of the year. On the left side, the first pitch. It's a ground ball towards second. Valtin up with it, and he will fire it over to first. That is in time. The inning is over. Adrian Herrera allows a leadoff hit, also a one-out walk, but he leaves runners on the corners in a scoreless sixth inning. 2-1 Daytona. We are through 5.5 here on the Tortuga Radio Network.
The trip to Jackie Robinson Ballpark is going to look a little bit different in 2025. First of all, you're going to notice that we have some construction going on as our new player development facility begins to rise behind the right field fence. In the meantime, just pardon our dust as an exciting new era at the Jack gets underway. That's not all. You'll find all new reserved and VIP seating behind home plate and on the first base side, providing our fans with more comfortable seating options. And of course, we want a Tortugas game to be memorable for the entire family, so we've revamped our in-stadium entertainment to bring a shell full of fun.
Four walks and 13 Ks. Carter Graham walked his last time up. First pitch, down and in, ball one. Now Williams has gotten knocked around this year. Hitters hitting 300 against him, but also 13 strikeouts and 9 in the third inning. That's a good number. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count is even. Now 14 strikeouts and 9 2/3 for the lefty. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Hit sharply, but on two hops, right to Rayner at shortstop. Plenty of time, and he makes the throw to first for the out. Two down.
N32.
Well, good swing there by Graham, but on the ground and in the wrong spot. Now two outs for Trey Faltin, who lined out to first in the second, then struck out looking in the fourth. See if he can get his good speed on base, two outs. First pitch. And that bounces in the dirt, ball one. Tried a breaking ball. Was well off the mark. One ball, no strikes. Right handed hitting Faltin against the lefty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball that was riding in on him. Count is even. Chris Williams has been around Lakeland for a little while. Tortugas, the Leaf saw him in 23. Swing and a miss by Faltin, and the fastball away, and the count is 1-2. And yes, he did. Williams actually pitched twice against Daytona in 23. Both of them in a disastrous late July road trip to Lakeland where the Tortugas were swept in a six-game set. He earned two of those wins out of the bullpen. 1-2 to Faltin. A swing and a slow dribbler, third base side. Forget about that one. Trey's got himself an infield hit. The Faltin speed, you knew off the bat that Carson Rucker was not going to have a chance at throwing him out at first unless Faltin fell at half. A chance at throwing him out at first unless Faltin fell around in the bag and went to third and therefore is able to score on the balk. Both umpires are converging with Chris Williams and Rene Rivera, who are protesting the balk call. Rene Rivera even demonstrating what he thought Chris Williams did. But the way these arguments almost always go, 999 times out of 1,000, a manager is going to lose this argument. And assuming that is the case, the Tortugas will have a run on the board for the third inning in a row in a 3-1 lead. Rivera will finally give up the fight and retreat in defeat back to the first base dugout. A 1-2 count on Diego Omana, and that's the thing too. Williams was one strike away from stranding Faltine at third. The 1-2. And Omana looks at a slider for a backwards K. He is rung up. Williams starts and ends the inning with the strikeout. But Trey Faltine showing off the speed, an infield hit, a stolen base, moving to third on the pass ball and scoring on a balk. And Tortugas have a little bit of breathing room, leading 3-1 going to the seventh. This is Tortugas Baseball.
As a proud sponsor of the Tortugas, PNC Bank recognizes that baseball is a thrilling game, but even the less thrilling moments deserve our applause. Like that fan in general admission who refuses to do the wave. Call her a party pooper, but we see dedication. She came to see professionals, which makes this field a place of business. So while everyone else is spilling drinks on their neighbors mid-action, she's got her eye on the ball. Literally. A sound strategy for baseball and banking. PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC. Brilliantly boring is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated.
Right now, there may be another driver swerving in and out of lanes, tailgating others, and just won't let up on the gas. It may be stressful.
Sandy flew out to left in the first, and in the fifth, was robbed of a hit on a great leaping snag by Sammy Stafor at short. First pitch. Popped up right side, but foul on a play. That was a slider in on his hands that gets dumped on the roof, first base side. No balls and a strike. Yeah, both bullpens working as Lakeland also has a right-hander loose. The 0-1 misses down the way and the count is even. As for Lakeland, they have Moises Rodriguez throwing. So Rodriguez in the Lakeland pen, Hubbard in the Tortuga. 1-1, one strike. Righty's pitch. Swing and a foul tip. That one caught a piece of Duno, and Killian headed for second, but Patrick Good, the base umpire, saying that's a foul ball. Head on back. Strike two. Well, Adrian Herrera is working in his third inning tonight, and in all three of those innings, the leadoff man has reached. 1-2. Lifted in the air, foul again, right side. And this will clear the roof. Good pitch on 1-2. He busted it in on the hands. Hurtado did about all he could do with that. Was fight of the way. Another 1-2. Slider is down the way. Two balls and two strikes. Lakeland trailing by a pair in the top of the seventh. Runner at first, no outs. Herrera's pitch. And that skips in the dirt and will get away from Duno. And Herrera has just uncorked his second wild pitch of the night. So, puts a runner in scoring position. On top of that, it also fills out the count on Hurtado. 1-2 to 3-2. With Garrett Pennington on deck, who already has a sharp single off Herrera. And left on base. Time to stretch. 3-1 Daytona. This is Tortugas Baseball.
Yo, what's going on? I'm out here at Daytona Beach, Florida.
Baseball.
Yo, what's going on? I'm out here at Daytona Beach, Florida.
Season on Sunday. Takes a strike at the knees, and the count is 1-1. Coming into play tonight, Tortugas had 4 3 hit games as a team, and Leones had three of them. Sanchez had the other, and now he's added a second 3-hit game tonight. 1-1 to Luis. Fastball swung on and missed, strike two. Moises Rodriguez, making his seventh appearance out of the bullpen. 0-1 record with a 4.22 ERA. 10 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He has walked only 1 and struck out 11. 1-2. Misses a bit outside with another fastball. The count is even on Leones, 2-2. Heading for the left side, Leones, the 2-2. Misses inside. Right-hander tried a slider that came closer to hitting Leones than it did the strike zone. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're going to set the table for the top of the order here. Here's a payoff to Leones. Fastball right down the middle. I'm not sure what he was looking for, but it wasn't that apparently, as he has called out on strikes to begin the seventh inning. Kyle Henley will step in. Lined a single to right with one out in the fifth, stole second and scored on Carlos Sanchez's single that put Daytona in front 2-1. Takes a slider here for a strike. Henley 1-for-3. He is in search of a second hit. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Got another slider. That one was out of the zone and chases it for strike two. Tortugas have 8 hits. Their only multi-hit game is Carlos Sanchez waiting on deck, who's 3-for-3. No balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball swung on and miss. And Henley. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball swung on and miss. And Henley. First pitch to Duno. Fastball at 98, misses outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Duno. Sanchez leads off second. The pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to center, but out towards the end of the bat, and Hedin will range over towards right center and make the catch to end the inning. Duno is retired to end the inning. 2-out double from Carlos Sanchez, but Tortugas cannot get him home. We go to the 8th. 3-1 Tortugas. Bryce Hubbard is coming on for the first time in a Tortugas uniform since 2023. This is Tortugas Baseball.
Right now, there may be another driver swerving in and out of lanes, tailgating others, and just won't let up on the gas. It may be stressful, but keep doing you. Because you are going the speed limit, using that blinker like a pro, and embracing the space with the driver in front of you. Nice. Let's keep our roads chill. Brought to you by Target Zero and the Florida Department of Transportation.
Champions are built from the ground up. That's why MSA Sport, a division of MSA Design, is proud to shape the future of baseball in Daytona Beach. As leaders in sports architecture, we create dynamic venues that inspire athletes and fans alike. From the Daytona Tortugas to professional and collegiate teams nationwide, MSA Sport delivers bold, innovative designs that help you train, compete, and succeed. See our game-changing work at msaarc.com.
Adrian Herrera will pass the baton along after 3 innings of work. He allows 1 run on 4 hits, walks 1, strikes out 4, allows a home run, and those a couple wild pitches. He had traffic the entire time tonight, but does a good job at minimizing damage to just a solo shot. He will leave in line for his 4th win of the season if Bryce Hubbard can protect this 2-run lead. So the former Florida State Seminole makes his first appearance of the season, 5'11", 190. Born in Peoria, Illinois, but grew up in suburban Orlando. We're spending 3 years at FSU, being drafted in the 3rd round in 2022 by the Reds. And Hubbard starts off the top of the order in Woody Hedin with a strike. Hedin, Rayner, and Montilla do up. Dean has reached all 3 times tonight, 2 hits and a hit by pitch. And a slider misses mid outside. Duno dropped the pitch as he was trying to frame it, which probably did not help his cause. One ball and one strike. Well, Hubbard spent all of 2023 with Daytona, though he did have a fairly lengthy IL stint. Made 7 starts, 9 relief appearances, did earn 3 saves. 1-1 pitch is outside. And the count is 2-1. And last year spent basically the entirety of the season in Dayton and had an ERA approaching 6. 20 appearances, exactly half of which were starts. 2 balls, a strike, the pitch. Fastball right past him, strike 2. And he finished the season in Chattanooga, double A, and actually pitched pretty well, allowed just 2 runs in 9 innings over 3 outings. Started the year on the development list in Chattanooga, but sent back here on Sunday. 2-2 pitches popped up, shallow right center, Trey Faltine. 2-2 pitch has popped up. Shallow right center, Trey Faltine. No balls, a strike. And pitch home. Swung on, lifted in the air towards center, but that's going to drop in front of Henley for a base hit. Rainer to second. And back-to-back singles have Lakeland in business here in the 8th with 2 on and 1 down for Carson Rucker. Well, some of the biggest outs recorded by Daytona pitching tonight. Maybe the biggest one. An out from Carson Rucker in the 6th. He hit with runners at first and third and one out in what was then a 1-run game, but swung at the first pitch and fouled out to first. First pitch here. Curveball, that slipped out of Hubbard's hand. Aduno out of his crouch to snag it for ball 1. Well, Rucker tonight has popped up to short, second, and first. 1-0, runners go. Pitch is a strike, throw down to third is also a strike, and they got Bryce Rainer. Caught stealing for the first time this season in a big second out. As Alfredo Duno, for the second time tonight, catches a runner stealing. Montilla will go to second, though he will not be credited with the steal. And the count actually 2-0 on Rucker. The pitch was ruled high. Hubbard's next offering is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 2-1. So Lakeland down by 2 in the 8th, getting aggressive, trying to steal to put 2 men in scoring position with 1 out, but that backfires. Now the 2-1. Curveball misses high, ball 3. Nomar Fania, yet another switch hitter, is waiting on deck. His homer is the only Lakeland run tonight. He's hoping to hit with 2 on here in the 8th. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. A fastball in the outside corner, and Hubbard has filled out the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes has filled out the count. Sloan, the second southpaw that we have seen tonight, is the 4th pitcher for Lakeland. Off to a rocky start this season, making a 6th appearance, 2-2 record, but a 7.04 ERA. He will start off Sammy Stafora with a pitch a little bit low, ball 1. 7 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 9 runs, 6 of them earned. 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. 1-0. Check swing, and Stafora fouls it off. Well, just about all the damage for Sloan was courtesy of an outing to absolutely forget against St. Lucie on April 9th. 1-1, misses high, ball 2. So Sloan, pitching in the extra innings against St. Lucie, allowed 2 runs in the 10th, and Lakeland scored twice, so they went to the 11th. And so he returned for the 11th. 2-1 pitch, that ball's blasted in the air to right center field, but playing Sephora perfectly is the center fielder Hedin, and he hardly has to move for the first out. That was a good swing by Sammy, but Lakeland had the scouting report, worked to perfection there for the first out. Eastman Pineda is 1-for-3 with an RBI single tonight. He'll step in with one out. But yeah, to finish off Sloan, he allowed the 2 runs in the 10th and allowed 6 more without recording an out in the 11th and took the loss. So 8 runs and only 1 inning pitched. Pitches upstairs to Pineda, ball 1. Left-hander set and his next pitch. And that's a little bit low ball, too. We'll take a look at tonight's alumni report. Tortuga's alumni report, I should say, brought to you by International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, local number 756. A tough night around the farm other than here. And as Pineda lifts on high in the air to center, Hadeen will get another shot as he moves towards left center. And he is under it as the wind pushes it a bit away from him, but stays with it for the second out. 2 down for Carter Graham, who's 0-for-2 with the walk. Well, the other 3 Reds affiliates all trailing by multiple runs, but Dayton's had the best night offensively. They've trailing 9-6 against Fort Wayne. Oddly enough, they've scored those 6 runs with nothing but singles, but Victor Acosta and Carlo Cabrera, both 2-hit nights. As Graham swings and misses strike 1. Acosta has driven home a pair, and Carlo Cabrera has an RBI. And up in a double A, former Tortuga Michael Troutwine hitting his first homer of the year. Graham swings and fouls off a fastball out to the right side. The count is now 0-2 on Carter. As Ethan Sloan is looking for his fourth. Ethan Sloan is looking for his fourth after going 0-2 to 3-2. Now is right back. Jump ahead of Faltine, 0-2. The set and pitch. In the dirt, ball 1. Graham got a big secondary off first, but hustles back as catcher Hurtado did not realize until it was too late that Graham was a long ways off the line. One ball, 2 strikes on Trey Faltine. The pitch. Fastball outside, now a snap throw back to first, and Graham barely got in there. That was close, but Graham just sneaks back in. Count is now 2-2 on Faltine. Sloan very quick to the plate, working for the belt. Graham dances off first, trying to distract the lefty. And he goes and stops, and now a slow bouncer to third. Up with it is Radar Lotho on first, and that gets away. That gets away. Graham is heading for third. Let's see if they try to score him. And no, Lenny Harris throws up the stop sign as the right fielder Lee gets to it quickly. And it'll be a throwing error all the way. So no infield hit for Trey Faltine. But the Tortugas have runners at second and third and 2 down. For Diego Omana. Well, Diego is 0-for-3 tonight with the strikeouts. This would be a big spot for a big hit for Omana. Hit could turn this 2-run lead into a hit could turn this 2-run lead into a the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Lakeland lineup. Nomar Fania, Junior Tillian, and Ricardo Hurtado. Fania tonight is 1-for-3. He homered to right center in the 5th off Adrian Herrera to lead off the inning. That is the only run for Lakeland tonight. Switch hitter, who will turn around and bat from the right side as Hubbard, the lefty, works from the windup. First pitch is outside with the fastball, ball 1. Hubbard in his career has 5 saves. 1-0 swing and a miss at a high heater, strike 1. 3 of those were as a member of the Tortugas in 2023. The other two were last year in Dayton. The 1-1. Curveball swung on and missed. That was a beauty at 71 miles an hour. And Vanya out in front, and the count is now 1-2. Hubbard is looking for his first strikeout. The wind and pitch. Fastball is fouled away. So after a 71 mile an hour curve, he came back with a 91 mile an hour fastball, and Vanya was late on it, but drops that on top of the roof on the first base side to stay alive. Another 1-2. And another curveball this time, and Vanya just gets a piece of it. So went 71-91-73. A late swing, bounced foul at the first baseline. Hubbard leaning heavily on the deuce here in this inning, and that was the pitch that he got his strikeout of Vanya on. That was a late swing by Tillian that clearly looked like his objective was just to foul it off. Another 2-2. Fastball. Oh, that misses low. That was close. And it's ball three. Junior Tillian may have very well caught a break there. The count is full. Now the 3-2 pitch. Hubbard goes with the breaking ball, but that one bounces into dirt for ball four. And Lakeland will have a chance as they bring the tying run to the plate in Ricardo Hurtado. Well, it was suggested to me that the pitch prior, the fastball at the knees, may have in fact caught the strike zone, but Emmanuel Perez called it a ball. And so here is Hurtado, who swings at the first pitch, pops it up left side, foul ground, but that is back into the bleachers. Thinned out a little bit tonight. Crowd of 1,781 here on this Tuesday night, and most of them have stuck around. It has been a fast-moving game most of the way. Final three outs, though. Taking a little bit longer. One out recorded tonight. The pitch, curveball, is a little bit high, and the count is even. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one on, one out. One ball, one strike, one on, one out. As Hubbard went with an off-speed delivery and barely got a nick on it. And so, the Lakeland Flying Tigers are down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The crowd rising to their feet here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Hubbard is set at the belt. Tillian leads off first. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball line to the right field line. It is slicing and foul. Now with Tillian going, he would have scored easily if that ball landed fair, but it ends up about 3 or 4 feet wide of the line, deep down the right field line. Hubbard came with the fastball, and Pennington a little bit late on it, much to the good fortune of the Tortugas. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hubbard's next 2-2. Swing and a miss. He went back to the curve, and he gets the whiff to end the ball game. Bryce Hubbard strikes out three in the ninth. He works around the one-out walk, and it is returned to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. His first appearance here since 2023. Bryce Hubbard secures a six-out save, and the Daytona Tortugas win the series opener by a final score of 3-1. The Tortugas are back to 500. They have now won consecutive ball games, and they have a chance to secure a series victory in this three-game series tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout. Be back to wrap this one up here on the Tortuga Radio Network.
Tortugas fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms.
Four innings of one-hit shutout baseball as he's continued to look very good on the mound. And then in the fourth, the Tortugas were able to strike first as Alfredo Duno led off the inning with a double to deep right center field. And Sammy Stafora moved him over to third with a dribbler back to the mound. And then with the infield pulled in, Eastman Pineda atoned for the double play ball by ripping a base hit to the left side to put Daytona in front 1-0. But then Adrian Herrera entered the game out of the bullpen in the fifth inning, and his very first batter faced was Nomar Fania, who blasted a home run 411 feet away over the wall in right center field to tie the game at one apiece. Herrera then worked around a two-out single and stolen base to keep it at 1-1. Tortugas, though, had an answer once again. Kyle Henley with one out, single to the right side. Then he stole second and scored when Carlos Sanchez lined the third of his four hits tonight up the middle for an RBI single to put the Tortugas in front 2-1. Herrera dealt with more trouble in the sixth as a walk, a single, and a wild pitch put runners at first and third with one out, but a foul out and a ground ball to second ended the inning as he's able to put up a zero. Then the Tortugas got him an insurance run as Trey Faltine, the bottom of the sixth, reached on a two-out infield single. Then while running for second base, a pass ball allowed him to go first to third on one pitch, and that proved to be fortuitous as he ended up scoring on a balk, which made it 3-1 Daytona, and that insurance was just enough. Adrian Herrera in the seventh worked around more trouble, a leadoff single and wild pitch in that case as he had a runner at second and nobody out, but two strikeouts in the inning as he retired the last three to finish off three innings of one-run ball to leave himself in line for the win. Then Bryce Hubbard came out of the bullpen, his first appearance in a Tortugas uniform since 2023, and he allowed a couple of singles with one out in the eighth, put runners at first and second with the one out, but then Lakeland attempted a double steal, and Alfredo Duno made a perfect throw to third to throw out Bryce Rayner to catch him stealing for the critical second out of the inning. Hubbard then induced a fly out to right to end the inning. And then in the ninth, three strikeouts working around a one-out walk. Hubbard gets the job done with the six-out save to secure a Tortugas victory. And so the final totals for this one for the victorious Daytona Tortugas. They score three runs on 10 hits, commit no errors, and leave eight runners on base. For the Lakeland Flying Tigers, one run on seven hits, they commit one error and leave seven runners on base. The winning pitcher is Adrian Herrera, who moves to 4-1. RJ Sales takes a loss. He falls to 0-1, with Bryce Hubbard earning his first save. This game was played in a crisp 2 hours and 17 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,781 on a Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And so, like I said, this is only a three-game series with the Lakeland Flying Tigers, so Daytona already with the chance to win the series if they can secure a victory tomorrow. It will be Belly Buster Wednesday here at the Jack, and so with an optional $6 add-on to your ticket, you can receive all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Little Caesars pizza throughout the game tomorrow night. The gates and the feast will commence at 5:30 tomorrow. First pitch will be at 6:35. We'll have pregame coverage for you here on the Tortuga Radio Network beginning at 6:20 tomorrow night as Daytona looks to go back above 500, earn a series win, and also extend their winning streak to three straight tomorrow night. Their winning streak to three straight tomorrow night.